This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 26, 2020. We're in hour one of the broadcast. We're going to stick to the format. I'm going to give you a shotgun blast of news and information first hour. Plan on taking phone calls all of the second hour. A lot happening this past week, a lot coming up in the week to come. October will certainly be a interesting month for sure. And then as we get into early November, wow, who knows what it's going to look like. But it's going to be, it won't be boring. For that, we can all rest assured. To get us started, in case, you know, sometimes when I mention the Daily Stormer, I get emails, people don't like the website or whatever. I mean, what do you do that for? Is it like I'm going to quit looking at it because you send me that? What's, I don't understand why anybody does that. But whatever. Sometimes it's the only place you can get certain information. And if you want some certain information that you won't get anywhere else, those of you, and I know there's some in this audience that Paul, Dan, that keep an eye on that website. How about for a little comedy relief? If you know all of you guys hate Jerry Nadler, right? How about the video where it looks like it's pretty darn obvious that he pooped his britches? You know, if you haven't seen that, you know, sometimes there's so much bad news going around. But that one is certainly humorous, to say the least. And I think that's the only place, I mean, obviously I can't look in all the places, but it's the only place I saw covering that. And it looks like that's exactly what happened. So you can go there and check out Jerry Nadler doing even a more of a penguin walk. And how about politicians like Jerry Nadler? I mean, how that they stay? Well, I mean, you know, there's so many that just stay in power. I mean, I think Nancy Pelosi's been there since like Kennedy, you know, Dianne Feinstein. I mean, there's so many of them. And of course, we all know in this that is has a hell of a lot to do with the problems we have, these career sellout traitor politicians. The debate coming up Tuesday night, you know, I told my wife we should look at it like it's going to be like a great comedy show. Now, there's been a lot of debate about the debate. Rush Limbaugh has floated the idea that at the last minute, Biden's going to say he's come in contact with COVID-19 and not do the debate. He's also floated the idea that after one debate, if he doesn't, you know, completely disgrace himself, then they'll refuse to have any other debates. Who knows? Who knows what will happen? Tuesday's right around the corner. But we will it will be, you know, I don't see how, as I just don't know what to imagine that's going to look like if it happens. If someone's going to be telling him what to say in his ear, or, you know, they're going to give him all the questions in advance and he's going to try to script it. I don't know. But it'll be interesting to watch. Well, you know, a lot of times people, they say, you know, you don't give out enough good news. You don't give out enough good news on your show. It's too much black pill. Well, you know, there's probably some truth to that. I mean, everybody's got their opinions, right? Well, here it comes, the good news. Governor Northam of Virginia and his wife have COVID-19, supposedly. So there's some good news. I was going to play the audio of Happy Days Are Here Again, but for the sake of time, I'll just skip that. Also, what's disappeared in the news? The wildfires in California. NBC's not even reporting on that anymore. That was the, you know, I guess that was the terror of the week last week. I mean, I know it's really bad. I'm not belittling it. I'm just saying that the news media, before that it was the vaping. Remember the dangers of vaping? They would find somebody that was in the hospital all to hell, said it was from vaping, and that was right before the COVID-19 come up. I just disappeared off of the news media, at least what I watch, as I say every week, I watch NBC Nightly News. It's the absolute worst. And, you know, NBC, Chuck Todd, Andrea Mitchell, I mean, the whole cast is horrible. But anyway, Ron Paul had a stroke this week during an interview. I mean, it looks like he had a stroke. I know that he was in the hospital. They were keeping him under watch or surveillance or whatever, checking him out. I hadn't really heard the latest update. Brian sent me that. Brian was a huge, my former co-host. I think the one person that really always remembers that's Alan. Alan goes back. I've been on RBN 8 years now. I was just discussing that with. I'm one of the old timers, I believe. But Alan remembers the days of Brian. We met because of a Ron Paul meetup, actually, and my views kind of shifted. I've been let down by Ron Paul a little bit. I'm not going to criticize him too hard. There's a lot of people out there that are fans. Brian was the biggest. He donated a lot of money to the campaign of, 2008, when Ron Paul ran for president, and I can't remember. It seems like, I don't know if he even made it on the ballot here in North Carolina. I'm not sure. But anyway, he had an apparent stroke on air and is recovering. Met Ron Paul several times, interviewed him at UNC, went to Washington, D.C. for some kind of event. I believe Dave Von Kleist put on. Remember him? I think it was in plain sight. But there was some kind of event on the White House lawn. Ron Paul was there. And this was when all the In the Fed rallies and protests were going on nationwide. Remember those? And Ron Paul was sponsoring a bill to audit the Fed. And then they put so much pork, they attached so much pork to the bill that when it finally came up for a vote, which I think was like at least way over a year later, maybe 2 years later, he had to vote against his own bill. Some of you may remember that that story. And so that was just a little bit of the rundown I wanted to get in before I got started. And I know it seems like I do this story every week, but I'm not doing the same story every week. It's the same story as in the news every week, much to certainly this audience's amazement, I'm sure. But here we go. Reuters ran this story this past week. White supremacist most persistent extremist threat to U.S. politics, says Homeland Security head. This was dated September 23rd, 2020. Again, a Reuters story. Acting Secretary Homeland Security Chad Wolf testifies before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee during his confirmation hearing on September 23rd, 2020, again saying that the most persistent extremist threat in U.S. politics is white supremacist. I even heard Glenn Beck this past week. He was saying that they were putting in these protests like they're having in Louisville now and, you know, burning it to the ground. That they're putting, that Black Lives Matter is putting the white people in the front so that then they can claim that it's a bunch of white supremacists. I don't know that that's true. I think it's just a bunch of super cucked out dumbass white people and they're just there in it. But what have you. I've also heard the rumor has it that they're going to, that the Trump administration is going to declare the Ku Klux Klan and Antifa terrorist organizations. I don't know. You know, we've talked about this on this show, callers and myself, for the last several weeks, that it's just incredible that the cities are being burnt down. They're using incendiary devices. You know, last week, the whatever day the Louisville thing happened, some of the websites were reporting and showing video of a U-Haul van pulling up and all kind of gear and stuff coming out, getting ready for the nightly riot. So I will say it again, and maybe I'm coining a new term. I don't know if this is a term, but this is what I call it. I call it the Blackonian philosophy. That's Don Black's philosophy of how it must get worse before people will wake up to the reality of the situation, the Blackonian philosophy. And when people see stuff like the U-Haul van coming out with all the gear getting ready for the riot, you know, it's obvious to most people that this is organized. It's obvious to most people that this is well-funded. When you find people that's being arrested in Portland, Oregon, then Washington, D.C., and they're staying in high-priced motels, it becomes more, it becomes practically impossible to deny the fact that this is a well-funded, orchestrated, attempted insurrection here in America. So, with that said, I call that the Blackonian philosophy. Now, you would think this would be illegal. RT ran the story. Billionaire ex-presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg has raised over $16 million to pay the fees, keeping some felons out of Florida's voting booths. And I've heard a couple others on this network run this story, so it's probably not news to this audience. Touting the apparent votes for cash trade as a cost-effective route to victory, the money will go to pay off court fees, restitution costs, and other fines for 32,000 black and Hispanic Florida voters with felony convictions, clearing the way for their return to participate in democracy. And the former New York City mayor hopes guaranteeing a win for Democratic candidate Joe Biden in a critical swing state. You know, there's so many different things here. No one seems to, I've not heard anyone point out the fact that it's only for black and Hispanics. Isn't that racist? Could you imagine if, I mean, you would have to imagine it because it would never be able to happen. If some organization wanted to pay off the fines of just white people, even if it was a religious organization, it would be stopped. You would not be able to do it. Is this not election rigging? I mean, this is just blatant attempting to do this because apparently Michael Bloomberg thinks, and maybe a whole bunch of them would, run out and vote as a, you know, practically be paid for their vote. I mean, it's just incredible. While convicted felons who've served their sentences have been allowed to vote in Florida since 2018, as long as they weren't convicted of murder or sex crimes, they must pay all fines and fees before being allowed back on the voting rolls. That requirement has placed the franchise out of reach for over 750,000 ex-cons until now. Wow. I mean, you know, our whole voting system is such a ridiculous sham, and the money is what makes it the sham. Here, these organizations can donate untold amounts of money to candidates, but me and you can only, what is it, $2,700, $2,600, something like that, although the Supreme Court's ruled that money is speech. I mean, that is the way that they have put the system together so that it can be rigged. And here is a example of sheer racism, again, against white people, to where Michael Bloomberg, and you know what's funny about this story is, Rush Limbaugh done this story, and he was, it's almost like him and Glenn Beck, they must listen to each other's show or something, but anytime they criticize George Soros, they go into, you know, it's not anti-Semitic. I heard them both do this week, especially Glenn Beck. And it's not anti-Semitic to criticize George Soros. Then they go into the Martin Luther King quote about, you know, you judge a man by his character. Well, as soon as Glenn Beck got done with that, he was talking about where Newt Gingrich was censored on Fox News. Then he went straight into this Bloomberg story where, you know, anybody listening that, you know, has got an intuitive mind might connect the dots that, you know, these people are Jewish. Rush Limbaugh kind of done a similar thing, but then, and then after that, he went straight in to how horrible Dianne Feinstein was. So, I'm not saying that these, I mean, it would be hard for me to believe that they would actually be trying to telegraph some truth, but those listening might connect some of these dots because it's always this way. You know, it's not that I want it to be this way. It's probably not that you want it to be this way. It's just when you give it a honest look-see, it's always these same characters working to undermine fair elections, decency and morality. I heard one congressman saying that he wanted the creators of the Netflix series Cuties charged with child pornography. And apparently people are dropping their Netflix like there's no tomorrow. I don't know that they, you know, I certainly agree with Miles that talks about, you know, boycott what we can, the best we can. I certainly agree with that. But, you know, some of these movies that these remakes of these movies that they make, Magnum P.I. is perfect. Does anybody know they remade Magnum P.I.? It's like they don't care. They recast the cast, you know, which was all white to all black or partially black or whatever, mix in homosexuals and whatever. And it does extremely bad at the box office. And then they, you know, they just redo another one. So anyway, I'm not going to spend any more time on that. It, what is the source? This was an RT story about Michael Bloomberg donating money to try to swing the election and get convicted felons, as long as they're black or Hispanic, to vote for Joe Biden. That is the America in which we live in. But this is the America in which we live in. Police chief fired after posting anti-looting meme. So much for that freedom of speech, right? What kind of opinions are you allowed to hold as a police chief? Can you post memes? This is westernjournal.com. How controversial are those memes allowed to be? If someone finds it racist, even though it isn't necessarily racist, is that grounds for firing? In Orlando Hills, Illinois, it is. Police Chief Thomas Scully, who has served the community for 15 years, was sacked on September 9th, according to the WBBM, the TV. The firing was due entirely to a meme Scully posted on his personal Facebook page about looting. Looting, when free housing, free food, and free education just aren't enough, the image read, along with people lining up outside the broken window of a store. We all hold our public officials to the highest standards in their personal and professional lives in Orlando Hills, a statement from the village said. This social media post is an incredible poor taste. It does not reflect the values of the people of our community. We will not tolerate such behavior from anyone in public, of our public officials. Isn't that, I mean, if you really sit back, if you just read that and really think about that, if you're a public official, according to this opinion, then you're not able to have your own opinion unless it is the same opinion of the tolerant left, which is you can't criticize anything or say anything. You have to sit there with your mouth shut and have no opinion unless you're pro-gay, unless you're pro-transgender, unless you are a Black Lives Matter activist, then you can say anything you want to is okay. You can condone riots. You can consider burning down people's businesses as justified reparations. Well, it's just a-okay. But if you are a police chief and you say looting when free housing, free food, and free education just aren't enough, and you've done your job correctly for 15 years, well, you need to be fired. That is the America in which we live in. It's a disgusting place, if you ask me. This cancel culture, to where you're only allowed to have an opinion if it's their opinion, if it's the most liberal, leftist, communist, socialist, cultural Marxist, well, then that's just honky-dory. But if you oppose any of this, then you're supposed to be fired. We'll get into the story here, hopefully, of the lady taste at the ball game. This is the America in 2020. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take
We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio. I'm running down the insane news of the week. You know, I heard John Stadtmiller one night this week saying that Ruth Bader Ginsburg's husband was a member of MAMBLA, Men and Boys Love Association. I was not aware of that. I don't know how Ruth Bader Ginsburg did it, but somehow she was able to pose for the Gargoyles that is on the Biltmore House in Asheville, even though it was built long before she was born. It's a splitting image of her somehow. I did notice that, but who had the bigger funeral? I don't know, her or George Floyd. My vote goes for George Floyd because he did have the gold coffin and he got at least three funerals. Although hers lasted all week, I think it's finally over. Also, I heard John Stadtmiller say that tomorrow, Michael Storm, and I apologize for not knowing the name of the show, and I apologize too, I'm not exactly certain what time it comes on, but is going to have the satanic sheriff that won the election, I guess, going into a runoff in November, I'm not exactly sure. I done the story last week, if you remember. But he's got an interview that's going to be airing tomorrow, Michael Storm, with the satanic sheriff. So I thought that was certainly worth a mention. That you might want to you want to check that out. You know, it's funny, all week I kind of print stuff off that I'm going to do in the broadcast, and I had printed this story off, what day? I don't see the date. It is a Breitbart.com story. But then I, for reasons that's no need to go into explaining, I've been listening to Glenn Beck a little more in the mornings. And he covered this story. He actually added a lot of information to it. Seattle hires convicted pimp as street czar to consult on police reform. A man who had led violent protests in Seattle and who was convicted of running a prostitution operation, including pimping underage girls, now has an office in the city's municipal building and a paycheck of $150,000 a year to act as a street czar to advise on how to reform the police. Man, is that not surreal? And someone that was in the know on the Glenn Beck show was saying that this guy rides around in like the ultimate pimp mobile with the big wheels and yellow wheels, and he has bodyguards that are all dressed up in extremely high dollar suits. And so in this clown world in which we live, and boy, if this doesn't prove that we are living in a clown world, I don't know what would. The street czar is a person who has a particular genius in a particular area, Andrew Taylor told Seattle-based Como News. I know the term street czar is somewhat provocative, he went on. Black people are not normally paid for positions nor their organizations, but white people with the same positions are paid, and this is an ongoing problem. So the problem is that black people don't ascend to positions of importance that demand these salaries. I beg to differ if you watch the if you watch a little bit of the news and around these big cities, but whatever. I'm not going to read the gibberish that this buffoon said any further. I think you get the gist. But that is where we're at. This person that got this position found notoriety in Las Vegas, where he was sentenced in 2000 for more than 5 years in prison, serving a little more than a year. The way to Taylor was also one of the organizers of the Capitol Hill Occupy protest, or CHOP zone, and said protesters should demand $2 million from the city to give up the occupation. So he was all part of that extortion ring that went on there. Just unfreaking believable. So now the solution to our immense problems is to hire the people causing the problems and give them big fat salaries and create positions such as a street czar to consult the police. Can you imagine? There's no good people going to be in the police anymore, okay? And the reason for it is, but can you imagine you're the chief of police, you're putting up with all of this BS in a city like Seattle, and I could term it other ways, but I won't for the sake of the children. And you're supposed to put up with this career criminal, pimp, that rides around and looks and acts like a pimp, telling you how to reform the police and create some sort of a utopia out of the disastrous mess that is Seattle. I have no sympathy for them, though, whatsoever. So, anyway, only in America. And, I mean, you know, back to you ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, this, and we've not even got into the COVID hoax and where it's continuing to go. Here in this area, nobody's getting sick, okay? They lead off the local news with the horror stories and the fear-mongering, but people aren't wearing masks. Some of the bigger cities may be enforcing it. This area, nobody's enforcing much of anything. And I think more and more people are seeing the ridiculous absurdity of this whole created hysteria. All right, we're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking ExtendoVite. Get the dependability of ExtendoVite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist, had a couple of emails during the break. I've got Ken looking to see if he can possibly load a clip for me, and we'll get to the emails. Now I wanted to get this story. Are you ready for that, Ken? Okay. You know, some of the stories now that are being covered for years on RBN are now being covered by mainstream media. I mean, this story right here, well, I say mainstream media, you're not going to see it on your nightly news. The majority of any of this covered here is not going to be seen on nightly news, but some of the radio talk show hosts that normally wouldn't be saying some of the things they're saying now are covering this type of information. And this is about the mother who was at a football game outside, who was tased by the police. According to Tiffany Kennedy, the woman who shot the above video, Kitts had not been warned for not wearing a mask prior to the officer approaching her. Kennedy also said that Kitts has asthma, and that's why she was not wearing a mask. Now, let me set this up a little bit. They're outside. They're totally social distancing. She's with her family. Yeah, she's got a couple members of her family there sitting with her. Everybody's way apart. She's not wearing a mask. She's watching her seventh grade son play football, and the police come up and demand that she wear a mask. She refuses, and they tase her and cart her off. Now, you know, we've talked about this for the last several weeks, but I mean, you got to contrast this with all the looting and rioting, which is totally condoned, people being arrested and just released. And then you go to a football game and you're tased for not wearing a mask when, as we've said, and all kind of broadcasters on this network and others, 99.5% of anyone that does supposedly get the coronavirus gets by just fine. Now, you know, you can get a lot more information about the coronavirus and some of the latest information at vaccinehoax.com, Tony's website. But what we're seeing, at least in my little neck of the woods here, is the intense fear-mongering while nobody is getting sick. We're going to play something here in just a second. But I just wanted to say that they're attempting, you know, schools, the news is always, you know, the schools are operating 2 days this week, three days, you know, doing it through the internet. And then it's always somebody comes down with COVID-19. They have to change the whole thing. I mean, it must really be mayhem to be a parent these days. Now, I wanted to set this up. You know, they have tried the lie of the day. One day last week was where they were saying Donald Trump had called the troops stupid losers and or what have you about World War II veterans, and they've tried to run with that ball. You know, it's a new daily lie, a new outrage every day, and I think it's gotten to the point that pretty much all of America just doesn't pay any attention to the mainstream media, which is great because it's just a constant bombardment of ridiculous absurdity for the most part over and over and over and over and over. But here's something, and this is an InfoWars story, but here's something that you won't see. I will guarantee you, I would bet the farm, you would grow old waiting for Lester Holt to play this on NBC Nightly News. Now, this is Joe Biden, and he is addressing a group of the military. This was sent to me, and I didn't really have time to totally read it, but you're going to hear it. This is what Joe Biden said in front of U.S. military that he was giving a speech to. Let's play that clip now, Kim.
Now, here's Joe from 2016. You know, they say that Trump says bad things about the troops, but yet it all ends up being made up. Here's what Joe Biden literally said on tape to the troops from 2016.
Notwithstanding what you may hear about me, I have incredibly good judgment. One, I married Jill. And two, I appointed Johnson to the Academy. I just want you to know that. Just clap for that, you stupid bastards.
All right, how about that? Now, that's what he said. He said, here's where you clap, you stupid bastards. But I guess, you know, that's okay in this upside-down world. If that had been Donald Trump, you would know how the media crucifixion, the never-ending media crucifixion, would have happened. So I just wanted to share that. That was sent to me. So I guess apparently it's on InfoWars right now if you want to go and take a look at that. Now it's on band.video, Ken said. Also this week, we've talked a lot about Facebook and big tech censorship. Facebook censors Tucker Carlson for false news. Isn't that rich? Facebook has restricted the page of Tucker Carlson, the most popular cable news host in the country, smearing the Fox News host as sharing false news. Carlson posted a picture of a message his page received from Facebook informing the owners that the page now has reduced distribution and other restrictions because of repeated sharing of false news. People will also be able to see if a page has a history of sharing false news. It's because they care so much. Facebook did not specify in its message what the alleged false news consisted of. Wow. Or whether the restrictions would be lifted before the election. Today's censorship by Facebook, said Carlson, in response, it's no coincidence that the election is now just weeks away. This comes amid growing pressure on Facebook from the corporate media, which alleges that conservative media dominates the platform. Social media censorship is intensifying ahead of the election, while Mark Zuckerberg has previously sought to present himself to the public as a defender of political speech. Now, if you remember, we go back about 4 weeks ago. I done the broadcast before Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of the tech giants were supposed to go before a committee in Washington, D.C. And what did I say? They would be given the scathing tongue lashing when they got there, and they would deny doing anything wrong, and the Republicrats and the Democrats would threaten all types of legislation, and in the end, they wouldn't do a damn thing. And so far, that prediction has came to fruition, maybe at some point, but I doubt it. I doubt, because see, they're all bought and paid for. They're all bought and paid for. That's why they don't actually do anything. They talk a big talk, but they just don't ever seem to get around to actually doing anything. Unlike in Germany and France, where they will do something. A French court jailed an unrepented anti-Semitic activist on Friday for two postings on the internet that defamed Jews and a third that denied the Holocaust. Isn't it really interesting how they've taken this thing to where if you post something on the internet, now, you know, let's say someone out there posted something and I didn't like it. I wouldn't have to go look at it, would I? I wouldn't have to. Nobody's holding a gun on me, making me sit and stare at it. I could just ignore it. You know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. But no, not in Clown World 2020. Herve Leyland, who also goes by the name Herve Ryssen, H-E-R-V-E-R-Y-S-S-E-N, has now begun a 17-month jail term at the Fleury Morgosis prison, might have butchered that, near Paris for the three offenses committed between 2017 and 2020. So it's over a 3-year period that he posted these three memes. I'm assuming it's memes. The court convicted Leyland for a series of anti-Semitic postings on Facebook and Twitter, as well as for a video he published on YouTube called The Jews, Incest, and Hysteria, in which he attacked Jews. A book, Lance Screed by Leyland, whatever, I'm not sure, published in 2018 entitled Anti-Semitism Without Complexity or Taboo, was condemned for denying the truth of the Nazi Holocaust, which is a criminal offense in France. And the article goes on to say, if the Holocaust did indeed happen with the gas chambers and so on, we should be allowed to have a conversation about it. Arresting and imprisoning people who ask about it simply makes it clear that these governments are not themselves confident that the event actually happened and thus have no choice but to lock people up for discussing it. Now, you know, we've talked about this on this broadcast. And, a lot of you have seen The Greatest Story Never Told and Hellstorm and some of these different documentaries that really go in depth to what actually happened in World War II. But, I mean, you know, it is really incredible when you just sit back and you think about all the things that can be discussed and all the things that can be, you know, mocked extensively, like Christianity. But then this one event in history is not to be allowed to be debated, discussed, talked about, or else you have to go to prison. I mean, if you remember back when I interviewed Monica Schaefer, and a lot of people interviewed Monica Schaefer, but if you think about that story where a lady makes a YouTube video while in Canada dedicated to her mom, who she's apologizing for not believing her mom's account of what happened in Germany when she was in Germany. They were German nationals. And and ends up in Germany for the Sylvia Stoltz trial, and ends up in jail over this video and whatever remarks she maybe has made. It is just surreal. So, you know, these countries like France and Ungrate and Germany, they have put these laws in place because they absolutely refuse to allow people to have an open debate about what has transpired in history. And so I couldn't tell you over the years, I've been on RBN 8 years, before that I was on another network, I couldn't tell you how many times, I mean, some of you guys that listen often or listen all the time have heard me do the story over and over and over about people being jailed over memes or over, I can't remember the gentleman's name. He had posted, so he was trying to have an event and posted some memes, and he got 3 years in prison in Ungrate, and I can't remember his, it seemed like it was Jonathan something, but anyway, there's a bunch of them is my point. There is a whole bunch of them. Now, here in peaceful America, where you have all these constitutional rights, and you're safe because we've got all these great law-abiding representatives that really look after our best interest. A home belonging to supporters of President Donald Trump in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, was attacked in the early hours of Wednesday morning, according to a Facebook post. A news release from the Brooklyn Center Police Department noted that the home's occupants had a fairly large Trump 2020 sign that was destroyed. Deanna Mola, who claims to be one of the owners of the vandalized home, shared photos of the arson and vandalism. Now, the media did not want to go into the really extent of the damage here. According to the police, the slogans Biden 2020, Black Lives Matter, BLM, and a capital letter A with a circle around it, the symbol of the left-wing group Antifa, were spray-painted on the garage. So, I mean, this is happening all over the country. You've seen the videos, you know, some of the news networks, websites that actually cover real news, Revolver.news, Censored.news has it all. Where Antifa and Black Lives Matter are going out and just burning, and this is arson. I mean, there's a whole litany of felonies here. Just because you're a Trump supporter, the tolerant left that is so tolerant that, you know, the only thing they won't tolerate is if you don't accept their intolerance. It's incredible. But I'm telling you, I'm back to the Blackonian philosophy. It's getting much worse. It's waking people up. Do you think there's not more people that's got some hatred, the dreaded hatred word, for these groups that are doing this? Or if you were a law-abiding citizen and your business has been burned to the ground and you had no, you know, you had nothing to do with George Floyd or any of the rest of this? I mean, they march around chanting, no peace, no justice. Well, what's the justice in burning down somebody's business that has nothing, is totally unrelated to anything whatsoever to do with racism or the events that has transpired, like the Breonna Taylor? That's no justice in that. So it's just incredible what we're seeing. But the bad news is, or the good news, according to which way you want to look at it, I guess, it's going to continue to get worse. And I expect at some point, you know, we did the Kyle Rittenhouse story, and I didn't see the follow-up. I think he was having a hearing this week about extradition. I didn't stay on top of that one. We're going to see. They're going to pull this somewhere at somebody's house where they're going to shoot a whole bunch of Black Lives Matter Antifa members. They're going to pull this on the wrong one sooner or later. That's just not going to give a damn. And there's going to be mass killing. That's something else. What happened to all school shooters? They just totally disappeared, hadn't it? It's really interesting sometimes if you look at what's not happening. You know how we've been conditioned now for a long time to stay in a constant chaos, is what I call it. You know, it's the media created hysteria. You remember after Dylan Roof, I believe. After that, you know, the media created hysteria where all the it fueled the flames again of taking down the monuments. They had to take the Dukes of Hazzard off of TV because of the General Lee. Walmart wouldn't sell a Confederate flag. I mean, it just on and on and on. I mean, we've stayed in this. I mean, I think we've actually stayed in it. I don't know. You guys' opinions as good as mine. Certainly, I guess since 9/11, remember the terror alerts, and every 3 months I chronicalized it back through the early 2000s. Every 3 months they would parade a new video out of Osama bin Laden, almost to the day. I mean, every 3 months, 12 weeks, a new release. I called it I was doing some local radio. Osama bin Laden's latest release while he was living in those rugged mountains in Afghanistan. Remember, they'd always show him walking up that rugged-looking cliff. But somehow, lo and behold, he had electricity, he had the internet, and he had an audio and video studio. And they would release videos of someone that looked like him in front of a podium. And if you remember when they said they found those videotapes, like in a cave in Afghanistan, and it was the fake Osama bin Laden, I mean, that's when I started really realizing. I mean, I thought at first that they kind of faked 9/11 fairly decent. I mean, it was enough to fool everybody for the most part, not the RBN audience, obviously, but with those Osama bin Laden fake tapes, they were really so fake. I'll turn to Media Fair and back in Monmouth.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on alternative media. I had a couple of emails wanting to know where the video of Jerry Nadler pooping his britches was at, and it's dailystormer.su. It's changed several times. It's .su, and that is one you would have never seen anywhere if it hadn't been that website covering it, I would assume. Here's a sad one I want to get in quickly before we get to the top of the hour. Nebraska bar owner and white Trump supporter Jake Gardner committed suicide after a grand jury indicted him for manslaughter, use of a firearm, and commission of a felony, terrorist threats, and numerous other felonies in relation to the shooting of James Scurlock. If you haven't been following this, listen. The shooting occurred on May 30th during a Black Lives Matter riot in Omaha. Gardner had posted up outside his bar, The Hive, to prevent looters from attacking his business. According to both witnesses and footage of the incident, two rioters tackled Gardner to the ground outside his very own property. He pulled out his gun and fired warning shots in the air, which dispersed the attackers. Another assailant then put Gardner in a chokehold from behind, which forced him to shoot and kill the aggressor, James Scurlock. Omaha District Attorney and scumbag Donald Klein refused to... Omaha District Attorney Donald Klein refused to charge Gardner, calling the shooting a textbook act of self-defense. The decision was overruled by a special prosecutor appointed to the case. Former black federal prosecutor and scumbag Frederick Franklin, who called a grand jury after left-wing activists dug up evidence that Gardner was a Trump supporter and had criticized Black Lives Matter. What a country in which we live. Gardner and Scurlock had never met before. Attorney Franklin showed the grand jury text and Facebook messages revealing his political views, which he claimed was important in understanding the frame of mind of Gardner, and thus establishing the man's criminal culpability 3 months after the DA Klein decided he was innocent. A number of bizarre claims were used to try and frame Gardner as a frothing-at-the-mouth racist in the media. A Medium post by a person claiming to know Gardner from June suggested that a reference on his LinkedIn page being the founder of EON Hospitality Management might really be a coded nod to an obscure, short-lived World War II-era Greek Nazi youth organization. According to reporting by the Gateway Pundit, shortly before committing suicide, Gardner expressed concern that his bail would be set at millions of dollars and he would not be able to afford to pay his legal defense. Gardner attempted to raise money on GoFundMe, but the for-profit company took his appeal down for political reasons. If convicted, he could have been sentenced to 95 years in prison. So there you have it. In the great U.S. of A., you're protecting your very own business. You're attacked by arsonist murdering rioters. You shoot and kill one that's attempting to choke you on your very own property, and then you're railroaded by the corrupt district attorneys and the court system, and you commit suicide rather than attempt to face the injustice of the justice system in America. But now this story is the one that the mainstream media doesn't carry. And this was a nationaljustice.com story, which is Eric Stryker's website, which is a lot of good information on that website from time to time. But isn't this just incredible? They're not going to be marching around saying his name, Jake Gardner, which, you know, last week I mentioned I heard someone else, I can't remember, had called in, was talking about the links to witchcraft by Black Lives Matter founders. Someone called in. It might have been the John Stattmiller show. I'm not sure. I listened to several different things this week. But anyway, I told you guys last week where all that was at when I was talking to Jay, when Jay called in. So some of the other hosts on RBN have been covering that story. It's just incredible. And that's why they march around saying, say their name. But there will be no three funerals. There'll be no gold coffin. Jake Gardner couldn't even have a GoFundMe page. And because of his the horror that he was a Trump supporter, the horror that he posted probably some pro-Trump or what have you on Facebook, that is somehow evidence that is supposed to lead to him being convicted of killing, rioting, looting, assaulting scumbags on his very own property, where if they'd have just stayed off his property, well, by golly, there wouldn't have been any problem now, would they? But this is where we're at. There's no justice in America. There's no justice. There's a two-tiered court system. And you can see, still, as of today, September 26th, they're yet to be indictments on the ones that really need it in Washington, D.C. for all of this litany of criminality. And we're told by Sean Hannity just to, keep playing the waiting game. But the Gateway Pundit did do a decent job covering this, and nationaljustice.com for sure. Jake Gardner committing suicide because he's railroaded by the corrupt court system in America for defending his very own property. I mean, if I